Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and I'm so glad that you could join us today. Well, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday about a brave little parrot that wants to save the world. Way to go, parrot. Well, if you remember, there was a huge fire in the forest, and all the animals were in trouble. Well, this little parrot is determined to save the day. He wants to save all of the animals and the forest. Today's lesson is called The Brave Little Parrot, and the question I have for you is, what color did the parrot's feathers turn? What color did the parrot's feathers turn? Open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin talking about this brave little parrot. Come on, let's go.
The Brave Little Parrot. The parrot flew back through the flames and smoke to the river. He dipped himself in the water and flew back over the burning forest. Back and forth he flew. Soon his feathers were black. His feet were burned. It hurt to breathe. But he still flew on. Animals who had made it to the river watched the parrot. Other birds watched from the branches of trees on the other side of the river. They pointed at him.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 back and forth 这个成语。Back and forth 是指来回地当副词片语使用。例如 the boys were running back and forth on the playground just for fun. 男孩们在操场上前后跑来跑去只是为了好玩。或者是 Charles traveled back and forth between San Francisco and LA because of his job. Charles 因为工作的关系得在旧金山、洛杉矶两边跑。接下来我们看的是 breathe 这个动词。breathe 是指呼吸。注意 EA 在这里是发长音的 E 念成 breathe。例如 It's so stuffy in here that I can hardly breathe. 这里好闷我几乎不能呼吸。或者是 The patient started breathing normally after CPR. 这个病人在 CPR 急救之后开始正常呼吸。它的名词是去掉字尾的 E 变成 breath。EA 在这里是发短音的 A, 所以是念成 breath。例如 Tanya was short of breath after the race. Tanya 赛跑完之后上气不接下气。
Well, we get to continue learning about this brave little parrot. Now, we learned something very interesting about this parrot.
Yes.
Right at the beginning of our lesson, we read, the parrot flew back through the flames and smoke to the river. Have you ever thought about what this parrot might have looked like?
It's a parrot, right? So probably a lot of really colorful feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And, or there are some parrots that are just one color, right? Like maybe really bright green or white.
Right, that's correct.
Yellow.
Uh-huh. But I kind of pictured this parrot being green with a little bit of red. Oh. But you just saw a picture of the little parrot, what I was envisioning.
But that parrot didn't look very brave. It just looks like he wants to eat some wood.
He looks like a normal parrot.
But maybe if there was a forest fire,
he might be brave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we read he dipped himself in the water and flew back over the burning forest. You know, have you ever seen a bird dip himself in water mm-hmm. and then try to dump the water on a forest fire?
No.
No.
I have not. That's not what I usually think of birds doing. But we read on here, and you see this phrase, back and forth he flew. Okay, so the parrot, he was flying back and forth from the river back to the forest, back and forth.
So the idea here is that you just move first in one direction, and then you go in the opposite direction. So I go here to there, there to here. back and forth he flew.
That's right. Some people rock back and forth. Michelle was just talking about how someone maybe works in a very far away place, so they have to drive back and forth every day from their home to work, right? So friends, this parrot is going back and forth. This seems pretty tiring.
Very tiring. Soon his feathers were black, and guess what? This is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What color did the parrot's feathers turn? The answer is...
black. Yes, the parrot's feathers turned black. This poor, beautiful, green parrot, his feathers turned black. His feet were burned. It hurt to breathe, but he still flew on. Well, hey, let's take a look at that word breathe. That's a pretty simple word, right, Rebecca?
Right. It's actually quite simple, and I'm sure most of you probably know this word breathe. It's like you just take a nice, deep air comes in, air goes out, air goes in, air goes out. That is what we mean to breathe, right? And everyone needs to breathe in order to live. But there's another related word we want to talk about, and that is the word breathing.
Yes, breathing. So this, it looks like a verb, right? But actually, we often use this word as a noun. We talk about someone's breathing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're really sick, and you could say their breathing is not that great. Or, how's your breathing, okay? Are you doing okay? Are you able to breathe all right?
So it's important to say, Everyone needs to breathe to live, mm-hmm. or you could say, my breathing isn't really good right now. And there's one other word that we'd like to talk about in this little section, and that is the word breath. Now, the reason why we wanted to discuss it is because it looks very similar to the word to breathe, but if you notice, there's no E at the end. And your breath, the breath, is just referring to the breath in your mouth.
That's right. It's what you breathe, right? We all have breath. Now, notice the pronunciation of these words is a little bit different, too. The TH for breathe is like th, but for breath, it's a quiet one, right? Th. So it's your breath. You could talk about someone being out of breath. Maybe they've run or exercised, and now they're out of breath. It's like they have no more breath. Or maybe you could talk about someone's bad breath. You have bad breath. Did you brush your teeth?
You know my kitten Mittens? Mm-hmm. She often has bad breath.
Ooh.
She tries to get really, really close to me, and I say, ew, Mittens, your breath smells.
Yeah, a lot of animals tend to have bad breath. Well, at least she's breathing, right?
Right. At least she's breathing, and I don't think it's very difficult for her to breathe. Well, anyway, friends, these are some fun words for you to know, so practice using them. Animals who had made it to the river watched the parrot. Other birds watched from the branches of trees on the other side of the river.
And they pointed at him, and we're going to find out what they say in our next section. But this is very interesting. So it seems like the parrot is doing all of the work, Rebecca. Everyone else is just observing the parrot.
Well, that is what it appears to be. Maybe it's just because the other animals don't know what to do.
Yeah, perhaps. But you know what I imagine this parrot looking like?
No,
because we know his feathers are black.
Right.
Yeah, and his feet were burned.
Right.
Do you remember watching Aladdin?
Ah, yes.
Remember when the bird Iago?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, something happens to him. I think he got burnt as well. It looked a little bit funny to me. Maybe that's what this parrot looks like.
Right. You know something, Gabe? Mm-hmm. You might be absolutely right. But, you know, I wonder if this is the thought that was going through the parrot's mind.
Mm-hmm.
If at first you don't succeed...
Try again. We need to go to the
Info Cloud
to hear more about that.
Hello, friends. Why don't we talk about a proverb today?
I love proverbs. Which one are you thinking of, Ken?
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
That's a good one. My grandfather used to say that all the time.
Friends, proverbs are short sayings that express wisdom and are usually based on common experience.
For example, most people know you don't always get things right on your first try.
So that's why this proverb tells you to try and try again.
Now, because it's a proverb, we have a sentence that uses an unusual construction.
That's right, Carolyn. Normally, we would say try and try again. But in this case, our proverb leaves out the word and in the sentence.
Right. But because we know this is a well-known saying, it sounds right.
I think this proverb also applies to learning English.
That's right, Ken. If at first you say something wrong, try again.
So don't be discouraged, even if you do get something wrong.
And that is important when you are learning English. You can't let mistakes stop you from trying.
你可曾想过失败为成功之母，英文应该怎么说？ Failure is the mother of success? 这其实是直译，很多从中文直接翻成英文的句子，外国人是听不懂的。这时候呢，我们最好能够找一个同义的英文 proverb， 格言谚语，来传达相同的意思。我们今天就来学这一个英文的格言。If at first you don't succeed, try again. 假如一开始你没有成功，尝试再尝试。注意，这里有两个 try， 而且中间不用加 and， 就是因为它是格言，因此不用太在乎文法。try again， 反而加强了语气，要你一试再试。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次节目再见。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, we've already learned that there's a big forest fire, and it seems like a very hopeless situation. However, we have this brave little parrot who thinks he can save the world. He decided that he was going to dip himself in water and then take the water from his wings to try to put out the fire. Do you think it's going to work? Well, let's continue with our lesson to find out.
The Brave Little Parrot.
Look! He is trying to put out the fire by dropping water on it with his wings. How silly! They giggled. An eagle flew down into the parrot's path.
Go back, little bird, said the eagle. Your task is hopeless. A few drops of water can't put out a forest fire.
But the little parrot continued to fly on through the smoke and flames. He could hear the great eagle above him as the heat grew fiercer.
Stop, little parrot! Save yourself!
Okay, 继续我们看 giggle 这个动词。Giggle 是指咯咯笑或傻笑。例如 ,the girl couldn't stop giggling when she saw her idol in person.这个女孩亲眼看到她的偶像的时候忍不住一直傻笑。如果要说明因为什么人或事而笑的话，是用 at 这个介系词。例如 The kids were giggling at the clown's funny moves. 这些孩子因为小丑好笑的动作而咯咯笑。Giggle 也可以当名词。例如 Giggles and laughter abound when Bobby is around. Bobby 在的地方就会有笑声与欢笑。最后我们看的是 hopeless 这个形容词。L-E-S-S 是一个否定的字尾，意思是没有，所以 hopeless 在这里就是指没有希望的。例如 The company's situation is hopeless. The owner is going to file for bankruptcy soon. 公司的状况已经无望，老板很快的就会申请破产。 Hopeless 也指无可救药的、不行的或者是无能的。 如果要说明哪方面不行的话，是用 at 这个继续词。例如 Jocelyn is hopeless at math. Jocelyn 对数学一窍不通。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now earlier, we learned that all the other animals were looking at this little parrot and pointing at him. And we read, they say, look, he's trying to put out the fire by dropping water on it with his wings. Now let's look at that phrase, to put out the fire. Now this has a couple of different meanings in our lesson. It just means that you literally put out the fire, so there's no more fire.
That's right, and that's what firefighters try to do every time there's a forest fire, like this, or every time there's a fire in someone's home, right? You want to try to put out the flames, or put out the fire. However, Rebecca, this is kind of a fun phrase to use as an idiom, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so you could also say to put out the fire when you are spending quite a bit of time trying to figure out a problem that needs to be dealt with, or you're trying to deal with a problem.
That's right. So for example, maybe two of your friends are arguing and it's getting really intense, really heated. You try to help. You want to help. You could say that you want to put out the fire, right? Because their argument is kind of like a fire. So it's a very good phrase to know.
And of course, in our lesson, the little parrot is trying really hard to put out a real fire. Now these animals, they respond by saying, how silly, they giggled. Now there's several things we need to talk about, but first, you see that word how plus an adjective?
Mm-hmm.
This is just used to emphasize what is being said. How silly.
That's right. If something is really beautiful to you, you could say, wow, how beautiful. Or maybe something is really funny. How funny. Well, these animals thought this parrot was silly, and it says they giggled.
Okay, so you see this word giggle on the screen. This just means that you laugh with repeated short sounds, like...
yeah.
Exactly.
Giggling.
Well, let's go ahead and move on. And the eagle says something interesting. He says, go back, little bird. Your task is hopeless. A few drops of water can't put out a forest fire. You know something, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
He makes a good point. We usually use a helicopter that has buckets of water to put out a forest fire.
That is a great point. Yes, of course, you could have firefighters, or you could have a helicopter that goes through and puts out the fire with buckets of water, right? This seems much more effective and efficient. Well, friends, it is time for us to review in a fun way today with a little bit of Who Knows? Hello and welcome to the greatest review show on earth, Who Knows? We have some excited guests today. Please help me in welcoming our two contestants. First, we have Marie DuPont. Hello, Marie.
Bonjour. I am Marie from Paris. So happy to be playing. It has been a dream of mine all my life to appear on a game show.
Well, we are more than happy to have you with us, and all the way from France. We love your energy. And let's meet your fellow contestant, Trevor Thomas. Welcome, Trevor.
Hi.
Are you not excited to be here?
Not really.
There's still plenty of time for Trevor to get excited. How did we let him on our show? Okay, well, let's continue with our game. I will give you a clue, and you have to guess which word is from the list. Everyone ready?
Oui, oui.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that excitement, Trevor. Okay, great. Your words are feather, giggle, breathe, hopeless, and the phrase back and forth. Now, here comes your clue. What do you need to live? Ring your bell if you know the answer.
Yes, I know the answer.
Yes?
It is love. We all need love to live.
Ah, that is a very good answer to the question. Yes, we do indeed need love in our lives. Unfortunately, love is not on this list of words. I'm sorry.
Hopeless.
Trevor, was that your answer? Remember, you need to ring your bell.
Fine. Hopeless.
Yes, hopeless is on the list, but how is that something that you need to live?
Hope. He means hope. We need hope to live.
True. Yet, once again, hope is not one of our words. Marie, could you please choose a word on the list?
Back and forth, back and forth.
Trevor, please remember to ring your bell before you answer.
Laughter. Laughter is very important in life. We must laugh to live.
Yes, laughter is very important. Marie, laugh is not on the list, but giggle is, and giggle has a very similar meaning. Do you mean giggle?
Oui, yes, giggle.
You know, I'm glad that you finally chose a word from the list. However, giggle is not the answer. Oh, sorry.
But I don't understand. How can that be?
Oh.
Yes, yes. Yes, Trevor, it's actually something that you're doing right now.
You mean breathing?
Yes, exactly. Now please ring your bell.
Air. The answer is air. We need air to live.
Marie, do you mean air? I don't disagree with you. I actually agree you do need air, but you must choose a word from the list. From the list. Now, Trevor, what is your answer?
Breathe.
Yes, yes, finally. The answer we need to breathe to live.
Ah, I see.
Okay, well, Trevor, that makes you our winner. Congratulations. So, here is your prize. Are you ready? Okay, one,
yeah.
Two, three. There you go. Well, join us next time for another exciting game of Who Knows?
I kind of wonder why the eagle didn't offer his services to the little parrot.
Yeah, exactly. Usually when I see someone doing something to help other people, it makes me feel like, wow, maybe I should help as well. But the eagle was just flying up above, just saying, stop, save yourself.
That's right. He probably was just more interested in saving himself as well. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this brave little parrot, so you're not going to want to miss out on tomorrow's lesson.
Right here on Studio Classroom. We'll see.